Ladies and gentlemen, come one, come all, to the laziest show in town. This is Lazing Around. I'm Nathan.
I'm AJ.
I'm Joe.
And this is a show where, Joe, what do we do again?
Where I tell you guys about the outside world, and you go, that's awesome.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Here we go.
Okay, so first we're going to go around and just figure out how everyone's week was.
Oh,
start with AJ.
Shit. Work.
You didn't do anything? You didn't play any games?
I played Idar. That was okay.
That's all you did? Just play Idar?
I played Vogar. I played Life is Strange. That's pretty good.
You know what, AJ? We had that really amazing Tuesday together.
Oh, yeah. My day off this week.
Our day off.
Our day off.
What happened on that day off?
It was beautiful.
Drinking, being chill in the house. Took a little walk to Cousins, right?
We did take a walk to Cousins.
Oh,
right, because of our personal issue at the house that we had to solve.
TP?
No. We'll see TP. Well, we can say that TP was a part of the problem.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so you said you played Life is Strange. How was that?
It's basically a Telltale game, but...
Hold on.
It's a Square Enix game.
Uh-huh.
Shittier graphics than Telltale.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Oh,
wait. God. How is it shittier graphics than Telltale?
Oh, you gotta see it. It's pretty
good. I won't be buying that, then.
A lot of it is just high school teenage girl drama. But there's, like, a little side to it that the fact that the chick can, she can rewind time and change
shit. So it's high school drama. How much did you enjoy it?
It was so annoying. I, like, wanted to kill myself.
Yeah, you
like this. I persevered because I wanted to see the sci-fi version of the story, where she can rewind time, change events, and apparently she can foresee the future. And she sees this big ass tornado that's gonna fucking wipe the town, and she's trying to figure out a way. By the end of the week, and she's trying to figure out a way how to, not let that happen by rewinding time. And I want to check that part of the story out. Okay, I don't give a shit about the high school drama. I don't care about that bitch is a bitch. And she's mean to her.
And the principal's
I don't care
asshole.
That the fucking abstinence bitch is fucking getting teased. Bitch, go fuck. I don't give a shit that the girl wants to fuck the teacher. I don't care.
What was this? What?
Like 2 seconds in the game.
Dude, it's like Degrassi, the video.
It's yeah.
With time travel.
With time travel.
But I want to see the time traveling part. I love sci-fi.
So would you recommend this to someone?
No, not unless you're a hardcore sci-fi fan and you're just into it for the sci-fi.
Unless you're a fucking loli.
Furlies for lolis?
I don't know. That one chick was hot, though. What was her name?
She's probably underage.
Something. No, she's 18 in the story. No, she's 19 in the story.
Yeah, she's a super senior.
Okay, so Nate, what did you do this week?
I worked. But I had a pretty good time at work. I've been talking to this girl a lot. But I really don't want to get into that because this has just turned into an hour of me going on about this girl. She's just fucking awesome.
Okay, but did you play any games, see any movies, anything like that?
I picked up Bastion again.
Were you able to beat the last,
I never finished it the first time.
Did you finish it this time?
No, I'm still playing it.
I'm
still missing, like, two weapons.
The only place that I haven't beaten in Bastion is the last, I think it's called, Nowhere Land, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many times I played Bastion?
How many times?
None.
You should play it.
It's good!
Never played it.
You should play it.
Like, I wish I had a PS3 so I could play Transistor.
I've never played any Final Fantasy games, so
dude.
I'm not missing anything.
What?
There's plenty of videos on the internet.
You need to play, like...
Plenty of fanboys around to tell me.
You need to play 6. You need to play 7.
I heard I need to play...
You need to play Dawn of Souls.
I've heard I need to play...
Tactics.
Tactics? Does that sound like something I would like?
She doesn't like strategy games.
I don't like RTSs.
It's not real time. It's turn-based.
I don't like anything like that. I just hate that shit.
But it's
I mean,
good.
I'm good at chess.
It's good.
But...
It is chess.
Tactics
is chess.
I just don't like that part of it. I don't know why.
Tactics is chess.
I think I just like actual chess. I like filling the pieces and moving them square by square. Okay.
That's exactly what that is.
With my hands. not digitally. I don't even like digital chess.
That's true. Digital chess sucks.
It does.
How can you hate a game of something that you love?
I like it. Chess is a personal, intimate game to me. All right, you have to sit across from them. You have to, you know, take them in. You have to read their tells you to read the next move, man. You have to see it in their eyes. What? I was a huge chess nerd growing up.
Clearly.
Yo, chess champion, fuckers.
Now that's all well and good, dude. Do you? I like chess too. Don't get me wrong.
I love chess. Yo. I can play chess all day. I used to go to the park and play with old people.
You have trophies, don't you?
I do.
She does.
I've seen them.
They're downstairs.
She's proud.
What, bro? I'm good as shit at chess.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
Yo, back in high school, Mr. Ferrello, we used to play fucking Bughouse all the time. Remember Bughouse? I love Bughouse.
Yeah, I remember that.
That made chess, like, super fun.
Yeah, it did.
Like, I loved it. Like, we should start playing Bughouse. Like, let's get... I'm serious. Let's just start
playing
Bughouse.
You're trying to start chess?
I will buy the ones that we had in school, too. Like, those chess sets. The mats. And I'll buy the clocks and everything, and we'll play Bughouse. Like, I would totally play the shit out of some Bughouse.
Okay.
Mr. Fellow was a really cool teacher, man. For teaching us that.
So, moving on to my week. what game did I play? On my phone, I've been playing a shit ton of Tap Titans, which...
What's Tap Titans?
It's honestly, the only thing you do is tap the screen, and you fight random monsters, you kill them, get money, recruit people onto your team, make them higher levels, get more money, fight more monsters, bosses come, tap faster, kill monsters. Then they added recently like a special encounters for daily and weekly goals.
Is that like a freemium game?
I have
spent no money on it whatsoever.
Yeah, freemium. I have a real question for you.
What?
What's the end game?
Yeah, what's the end game?
What is this all building up to?
I think it's endless.
Nothing.
So
nothing.
It's a freemium game.
No,
it's a freemium game. All you do is sit there and tap your screen like a mindless nut.
I'm
there and get your phone on the...
No. I'm going to keep doing that up until I get the last achievement in the game.
Dude, you know how long I've been playing Jerry's Balloons?
Oh my God.
That last achievement.
No.
That game is horrible.
The last achievement is to hire every person you can hire in the game. I think there's only one person left. So, as soon as I do that, I'm probably just going to be done with this game. Except for, it costs so much to hire this one person.
Achievement is such a cheap way to keep us playing games.
They're the only reason that I have a Google Plus.
It's all psychological.
For the fucking achievements.
They get you, too, with them achievements. Like, that's why I play, what's that game? Back off the line so hard. I play that game so hard. And there's choices, two choices for like every scene.
So you play each one?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
I got 1,000 gamer score in Prototype 2 in like 3 nights. I played the shit out of it.
I still haven't got my 1,000 gamer score in Magic the Gathering.
Why
hate
waste
Magic
your
the
time?
Gathering.
Dude! I want that achievement.
No, I mean, like, I like MTG, but...
No. The last game they came out with was not as good as the other two. The other two, you could make any deck you wanted, but then they started making you have to have two-color decks before M15, and I was like, fuck that. So I just made a regular blue deck, but the blue deck sucks, and I just need, like, 70 more wins.
Maybe you're just a shitty deck builder.
No! It's not that. They don't give you all the cards. You can't use anything outside of M15. I can't even make the deck I wanted to make is a Jace deck. But in order to get all that, I need to get all the booster packs. And the only way to get all the booster packs is to play over and over online and actually win.
Is this the newest MTG?
Yes. Before that, you will unlock all the cards before you get to online and get to all the achievements. You only had to beat someone like maybe once or twice online. This one you have to win 9. You got to win 100 games online, which is stupid.
MTG is stupid. My dad fucking played that as a kid.
I like it. I'll whoop your ass.
You know what? It's not.
I will traumatize you really quickly.
You're funny.
Yo, it's not that it's not a fun game. It's just that I hate the people who play it.
Well,
I hate them so much.
Why?
Exactly.
Wait, you played it at one point.
Yeah, and
no,
I had fun
no,
with
no,
it.
No,
I didn't take it fucking like. Like, my soul was on the line.
What do you mean?
I
no one's
them.
Soul was on the line.
Yo,
I
some
saw,
CCP fucking dude. Oh, I hate those dudes.
I saw a vine of a dude flipping a table of MTG. And it wasn't like, you know what I mean? It wasn't a premeditated vine. It was somebody watching this guy get really pissed off at his game. And then when this dude laid a card down, he just looked left and right and went, rah! And flipped the whole fucking table and stormed off in nerd fucking neckbeard nerd rage.
Yeah, man. Like, people who take the game.
Well,
like, people who take the game too seriously like need to kill themselves. It's
well,
a card game.
You can't do that when you're playing on like a console. There's no flipping tables. The worst thing you can do online is disconnect, and it doesn't matter because you still get the win. Except for when I was online, this one fight, the guy was like, "Oh, I'm gonna lose." He disconnected from the battle, and then the computer came on to play his cards, and then he whooped my ass. He had one life left.
He just couldn't get in.
I could not kill him because the next card he draw was like, for every card in his graveyard, he's able to put, a 1/1 token on the field.
So would you say he friend-zoned you? No matter how hard you played, you just couldn't get in?
Yes, I just couldn't get in.
Man, that's why.
And he didn't even get the win for it. He doesn't get the win. The computer gets the win. Okay, I was going to download Life is Strange, but I don't think I am anymore.
You could just play it here, man, and see how shitty it is.
But
the only achievement is to find every photo.
I heard it was good.
I told
Mary
you,
Kate and Ashley in high school taking pictures of shit and rewinding time to answer stupid drama high school bullshit questions.
No, one of the stupid high school drama bullshit drama things was that this crazy ass motherfucker walks into the girls' bathroom, and the sexy bitch comes in. She's like, "Yo, you owe me money for the drugs or some shit."
What the fuck, drugs?
And the dude whips out a gun and shoots the bitch.
And you rewind time
to save
her?
And he walks out. Yeah, I rewind time to save her.
What if you don't save her?
She dies.
And? Is the game over?
Yes. You have to save her.
Why do you have to save her?
Because she's the second main character. She's your best friend.
So you're the main character. You're the only person that can control time.
And it only affects me. And by the way, as I rewind time, it doesn't affect me. Like, I can move forward into time, but rewind the time around me. So I stay in the present.
So.
But I rewind everyone else.
So you don't. You still are aging forward as you're going back.
Yes.
Okay, but do they notice that you're still the same? Is it like a hot tub time machine type of thing?
What do you mean?
In hot tub time machine, when they went back in time, to them they all appeared younger.
She appears the same. But she's an 18-year-old kid.
I guess that not much time is passing. Unless she's trying to go back to like 4 years ago or whatever.
I just want to see what that hurricane thing is, being able to see the future.
Can
and
you go
time goes.
How forward in the game can you go?
Well, going forward doesn't change anything. It's rewinding. You can go as far back as the spiral, and then you stop. You let it. You know, reload a little bit, and you rewind some more, and you keep going farther.
So can you, but can you like just fast forward to the hurricane?
No.
You cannot move forward in time.
Oh. So you can only like go forward by just playing the game.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like. So her only power is rewind.
Yeah.
So far.
Mhm. So far.
And you said it's not better than Telltale.
Oh no. No. Telltale made me cry. I cried when I had to make her kill me. I cried, and I made her kill me. I was like, "Clementine, you can shoot me in the face. You take me right out. You know the rules. No emotion. This is an apocalypse. No emotion." I cried hard as shit. I was like, "No, Clementine, my sweetheart."
Well, at least she didn't die. She lived.
I never played the second season. I played the first episode, but I didn't.
Second season is not as good as the first.
I didn't think it would be. The first was like really good.
And
And I only played the first episode of Wolf Among Us.
But in the second season, they do repeat the one thing that I'm just like, why don't you just do it all the time? In the second season, they do cover each other in blood again. And it's like, why don't you just do it all the fucking time?
Because it's gross.
You don't get bit. You can walk through the walkers.
They should just do that.
Just have a blood sack full of walker blood, and just go, oh, walkers are coming. Smear. Just walk. Because the only time that didn't work is when you, like, scream. Because then they're like, oh.
You're alive.
Yes! That was the only time that a problem arose when someone was covered in blood that I can think of in the game and the book.
Why does that always happen? Like, why are people so stupid? I swear to God. Like, horror, it's always the same. There's always an idiot. And it's usually most of the cast. Like, I'd be out. I'd be gone.
In season two, you have the option to actually do that.
Okay.
Just be like, oh, really? Fuck you guys.
Yeah, I'd be out. They're all trouble.
I have to replay it because I haven't chosen that option. But I gotta replay it just for that one thing to see what happens.
You could probably look up a clip.
Yeah, but no, it's not the same. I gotta play it.
I did play the Tales from the Borderlands. That was amazing. I loved it. It was good. It was Borderlands dialogue, but a Telltale game.
We talked about that.
I know.
We totally did.
But it's such a good game. I think we should talk about it again. It was so good. Have you played the Game of Thrones one yet?
Okay, so I played the first episode, and I was like, okay, shit got real at the end. Then I started playing the second episode, and I got to a part in the game where I want to progress, but I can't. Okay, I know the correct choice. I know what to do. I know how to play the Game of Thrones. And I'm just like, I can't make this decision. So I what I did was, I was like, Xbox turned off. And I went to sleep. That is what I did. Because it's like, you could be the leader that everyone wants you to be, or you could make the proper choice and save someone. And I'm just like, I want to be the leader. But then she's going to be like, fuck you. And he's going to be like, he's dead. Or you can bow down to him, and you get the person back, but now you're a pussy. And I'm just like, fuck the game. Fucking, I'm done. And I have not gone back and played it.
That is a hard choice.
And I'm not even sure if that's the end of the... I feel like that's the last choice you got to make in the game, but I'm not sure. And then, before I even got to that point, there's a point where you have to fight someone, and I'm just like, okay, it's easy to whip this guy's ass, but... I stop because I'm like, okay, I punched him once. It's like, keep going. I'm like, why? Why do I need to keep causing more physical damage to the guy that I'm clearly beating? And then, because I didn't do that, he beats my ass more. And you look like a pussy again.
Yo, in Game of Thrones, you have to be ruthless. You have to be ruthless.
No. Because there was one point.
What was it?
Because you win or die. You know that, right?
Was it in season one No. It was during The Wolf Among Us. There's a character that you can beat, but you can just keep pounding on him over and over.
I think that was the woodsman.
No. I think it was the woodsman. You can keep hitting him over and over, or was it the Jersey Devil? Until he dies. And I was afraid that if I kept going, he was going to die, so I just stopped. And I was just like, fuck, I can keep beating on him. What are we talking about?
You're weak.
Oh, okay.
We're talking
about
your weak.
And then, what else is weak? I saw Jupiter's Ascending, the
Mila
Kunis movie.
Yeah, I want to see that. Was it good?
Okay. It's kind of like someone saw the first three Star Wars, and then, like, parts of Final Fantasy X. And I can't tell if the movie was good or the first three Star Wars were just really, really bad.
The first three as in the actual
The Anakin story. The Anakin before he became
Episode 1, 2, and 3?
Yes.
They
they're bad.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then the movie's okay. The movie is okay. You can go and watch it and be happy. And at one point, she's like, I like to fuck dogs.
I'm sorry, what?
Because he's half dog, and he's like, I'm more related to a dog than a human. And she's like, I like dogs. Yep.
There's my life.
But yeah, and it gets really weird because in the movie, she's a clone of this alien person who was this guy's mother, and then he's just like, why don't we get married to save the universe?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, Mila Kunis plays a genetic copy.
So she's a genetic clone, didn't
that? No, she's not a clone. Her genes, okay, the people who were the higher race of beings in there seeded the Earth at one point, and she is like a genetic copy because of the way her genes came back together of their mother, who like ruled over them. So they take her into space, and they're like, "Oh, you inherit like the Earth and these other planets, and then they're all yours." And then there are three siblings fighting over what belongs to everyone, but now she inherits mostly everything because she's a genetic copy of their mother. And one of them's like, oh, do whatever the fuck you want. And then the other one's just like, we should get married so that when I die, you can have my fortune and rule. But what he didn't let her know is that when they got married, he was going to shoot her at the wedding. And then the third one's just like, do what I want or I'm going to kill your Earth parents. And it's just, it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's Star Wars, but a little bit better than the first three.
No lie, it kind of feels like a lantern story. Seriously, it feels like it should be a lantern story. Probably is.
And there's robots.
Of course there are.
And there's a space fight. And they...
Honestly, I just feel like Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis were just...
His wife is hotter.
Who's his wife?
I don't know her name, but she's hotter.
That's my baby you're talking about.
Who?
Mila Kunis.
Dushku.
Wait.
Dushku's his wife?
No, not his wife, but...
That's who you're
I'm just saying, who's better, Dushku or Mila?
Mila Kunis is my fucking baby.
Mm-hmm. Really? Or Dushku?
I would definitely pick her over Dushku.
Oh, God.
Her body's amazing. Have you seen her body?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Elijah Dushku is pretty. Like I said, she's hot, but she has no ass. I need an ass.
In this movie, no. No.
Yo, Kat Dennings could catch.
Okay, that's completely different.
She's got a full body.
Completely different.
She's got a nice full body. Yeah, you seen her on that stupid show?
Two Broke Girls?
I used to try to...
Yo, just her cleavage coming out of that maid's uniform, I'm just like, damn. Mm-hmm. Only reason I watched the show so long.
Let's not talk about this any longer.
Yeah.
What else? Well, the only other thing I think I did this week, I caught up on my anime.
I haven't watched anime in so damn long.
The last anime I watched was Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
The last one I watched was Space Dandy.
Anime.
Space Dandy is my last one.
I have been sucked into a hole of sports anime. Like, I started with Big Wind Up, then I did Hajime no Ippo, and then I did Kuroko no Basket. Now I'm about to be doing Slam Dunk.
Yeah, Slam Dunk. Yeah, we were watching at the anime club. No, I remember that so hard.
No, but isn't Slam Dunk just
stupid basketball?
Isn't it just regular basketball?
Yeah.
No. Fuck that. Kuroko no Basket.
Yeah, but they're so fucking tall and negative.
Kuroko no Basket beats that shit because they have powers, but all their powers are like because they trained well enough. Like it's they explain how they do their shit by logic. They're like, oh, no one really notices him, so therefore. On the court, he seems to fade away. The fuck? He's just really good at basketball.
Is one of their powers being able to turn into a werewolf?
What are you talking about?
It's a legitimate question.
It is a legitimate question.
No.
Then the show sucks.
Okay, then what show did they turn into werewolves? Did Slam Dunk turn into werewolves?
Teen Wolf.
That's
fucking terrible too. That's
are you watching Teen Wolf?
No, but you know what I'm talking about, that Michael J. Fox movie.
Okay, that's completely. Oh, okay. Well, that's different. I thought you meant like the MTV series Teen Wolf.
No, that shit sucks. Dude, his chin is out of control. It is out of control. He needs to do something with that.
Okay.
The only good thing about that show was Styles, and that's because I like that actor.
I don't know who that is.
You seen Maze Runner?
Yeah.
Him.
The main character?
Mm-hmm.
He's somewhat annoying in Maze Runner.
Oh, well, his character's annoying. I thought
he
was pretty good,
okay,
though.
So that means you've seen Maze Runner, right?
Yeah.
How the fuck did he make it to the end? Not the main character, the kid with the blonde hair.
Oh, I have no idea.
How
did
he
get there, like,
the
basically
end?
Right behind them?
Are you
like,
talking about the douchebag?
Yeah.
Yes!
The guy
he comes in, grabs a gun, and is just there? What the fuck?
And he shoots what's-his-face, the little kid, right?
I'm gonna say Tom Tom.
Timmy.
No, his name is not...
Tubby.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Was it Kevin?
Oh, no.
I don't know, the little kid.
LeBron.
He shoots him, and I'm just like...
Antoine.
His name is Daquan, okay?
How the fuck...
I work with the Daquan.
How the fuck did he make it there when he took a group of people, and people still die?
How did he make it through all those robots trying to kill him? He said right after they left, they attacked. How did the one asshole make it through all of that? Somehow make it all the way through the maze to get to the end. How did he know the code to this door?
No, they didn't even have a code. They had a device that opened the door.
Two words. The cube.
What he probably did was just sacrifice all the people that came with him.
Yo, how mad do you think they're going to be when they get to the end of all that and find out they're just toys? That's
Hunger
all
Games.
They are, man. Yeah, I would kill everyone. I would just destroy everything.
Well, I assume that it's not just like, oh, a small group of people. It's like everyone in the world knows this is going on, or like a secret organization that's bigger than just those people that were in that room. Because like, oh, you made it to the end. You're the last one left. That's probably what's going to happen.
My question is, why is there only one girl? They just send a bunch of dudes out there. Let's be realistic now. What do you
think
they did?
When they originally sent her up there and said, this is the last one you're getting, I was kind of like, oh, no.
They have to populate.
Yes! That's where my mind went.
So, yeah, as soon as I saw the girl come up, I was like, they're going to rape the shit out of her.
No. I didn't even think
she's
that.
She's going to catch the all day.
I thought that, like, eventually, she's going to be the last one. We need to keep going. So someone needs to get with her. But she already knew Thomas's name. So, obviously... never mind. I don't even touch the thing.
You already hit it?
No one knows that.
I mean, he could
have. Yeah. It could have been his sister.
It could have been his sister.
That is true. They have no fucking clue.
I did not read the book, so I have no idea.
Well, it's clearly not his sister because Thomas got his memory back.
Ooh,
unless he... You know what? Fuck it. Stop. Let's not go down this road. Okay, we're moving on to...
It wasn't a bad movie, though.
Wasn't it?
I mean, it wasn't great, but it wasn't that bad.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
I could tell you what a badass movie, like a really bad movie.
What?
What was that movie called? Mortal Instruments. That was like the purest ass I've ever seen in my life.
You know what was a really bad movie? The FP.
So the FP was hilarious.
The FP was funny, though.
Yo, what's a town with no ducks?
What the fuck is that?
You've never seen the FP?
What is that?
It's on Netflix. You gotta watch it.
It's just a really stupid
It's a B movie, and it's bad. It's bad, but it's hilarious.
Have you seen
Rufio's in it.
Yeah, Rufio's in it. Is he?
He's in it?
No, he's in Blood and Bone.
He's in Blood and Bone.
No, that Asian dude is not Rufio.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay. So, I'm having this problem watching a series that I hear is really, really good, but I just can't seem to get into it. So, I'm going to ask you, because I think maybe one of you have maybe seen it. So, I need to know, why should I watch Korra?
Legend of
Korra. You ever watch Korra?
Yeah. Oh my god, you gotta watch Legend of Korra.
I need to know why I should watch Korra.
Dude, the first three seasons are I'm not gonna lie, she gets
The first three seasons?
She's really whining.
Oh, she is
I just wanna kill her. I just wanna tell her to shut the fuck up and man up. But like, she actually grows. You know what I mean? She grows, and when she at one point I can't talk about the show without ruining
seeing
it.
Seeing all the throwback characters old and shit. It's really
I do like hearing about what happened to everybody.
Well, okay.
Just to see Toph, dude. You gotta watch it just to see Toph.
And when you see fucking what's her name? Guevara?
Guevara.
But it's just
insane.
Like
she's insane.
She has first world problems. Aang had actual problems.
I know, she's got stupid
Aang had
problems.
An entire nation of soldiers trying to murder him.
She plays sports!
She was really good at
it,
though, and I liked watching. I liked watching pro bending.
It's not her fault.
I wish people could bend, just for that reason. I wish people could bend just so.
Yeah, but she's had to deal with some serious enemies, dude. Like the blood bending motherfucker. A mom.
Fucking, what's his name? Zafir. Whatever, the dude can fucking fly.
Is anyone trying to destroy nations?
Oh, Zaheer.
Yo,
Zaheer can fly. He can fly. Bending.
Okay. What's he trying to do with that?
The ultimate human.
Destroy the Avatar.
No,
remember, that is every villain's end game.
Is to kill the Avatar.
Kill the Avatar.
Yo,
but come.
It's amazing though. I loved how he became he could get flying. Like he became
giant.
You're not selling me on this
Godzilla like fight.
Dude, it's a good show. Like it gets serious. For me, it was worth it just for the ending.
Like everyone keeps. Like I've seen scenes of the ending. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Because you have to see their relationship.
You have to see.
I just know they're shits now. That's all I know. They
watch
like
it.
This makes them together. The end.
Watch
it's
it.
Like, it's like Kill la Kill, except for Kill la Kill. Okay, they're together then, and then it becomes a giant cuddle puddle.
Plus, Bolin's funny.
Yo, Bolin's hilarious. I love Bolin.
And so is
yeah, I'm not gonna lie. By the end of the game show, I was hoping Mako would die. Like, I just wanted him to die. I was like, oh, go die, Mako. No one needs you anymore.
What was the other guy's name? Do the thing.
Do the thing, Julie.
There's Julie and
Varric.
Varric. Varric's funny as shit too.
Varric is hilarious.
Have you played the Platinum game?
I haven't.
Oh,
I hear it's lacking
in everything.
It's lacking game.
Yeah, it's lacking things to do.
You remember the last Avatar?
The Burning
game?
Earth.
The Burning Earth.
No, I never played that.
Okay.
She did for the Easy Thousand.
It was really.
Oh, I heard. I did hear that you could get like an Easy Thousand while like playing the game for like 3 minutes.
It's 2 minutes. 2 minutes and boom, 1,000 game score. You're done with the game. You don't even have to play the game.
Oh God!
As soon as you start up the game, you run all the way to the left and hit the wall and stay there. And enemies will just keep coming to you. So the achievements are all get a combo. I think it's like a 50 times combo is your top or something like that, or 100 or something. Anyway, like 2 minutes, just hitting the X button and killing people, and boom, boop, 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 you're done.
Okay.
Straight up. You're done.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna try to get into Korra again because like okay, I saw some of the first episode. Like I saw up until the point where she was like, "Boom, I'm the Avatar," and I was like,
"Yo,
nah.
But dude, you know what? You should watch it just to see the first Avatar ever. That was super interesting. I thought.
Yeah, what was his name?
Juan.
Of course, his name was Juan.
Because he was Juan.
Right.
Avatar Juan.
I'll try it, but.
Just the way the Avatar comes to be, I thought was pretty cool.
Okay, don't spoil it. I'm gonna try to dive into it this week and probably finish it.
You have to finish Black Mirror, motherfucker.
I know. I want to finish Black Mirror too.
That show was good show.
I only got 5 episodes left. I can probably finish them when I get home today.
Probably.
Unless I'm gonna go to sleep because it's. 2 a.m.
Is it?
Yeah, it's 1:50.
Okay, so Korra is basically a legend. But before that, there was The Legend of Zelda, which is becoming a live-action series on Netflix.
What?
You know
no.
what I you know what I think about when I hear live action Link series? The Super Mario Brothers Super
Mario. No. We've learned since then. We have learned since then.
Excuse me, princess.
Well, the public has learned since then.
That show's so racist to Italian Americans. Like, for real.
Yeah, it really was.
They used, like, every stereotypical saying they could ever have gotten in the world.
Well,
ever.
Did you know that the when they were looking for a guy to voice Mario for, like, you know, the official Mario voice, like, it's a me, you know? When they were interviewing people, the guy that won said that when he went in to go do his voice, he just did the most stereotypical Italian voice he could think of. And Nintendo said, we like it.
Nintendo, okay.
And he also does Luigi.
Current
Mario,
day Nintendo
like
is not that racist.
You
yeah,
all
right.
And they've
it's
learned,
like saying Disney isn't racist.
Not really anymore.
Don't stick up for me, Amigo.
What do you mean? He hasn't really learned from his like. I don't know. Nintendo doesn't really learn from their mistakes.
Mistakes? They make no mistakes. They're just Japanese.
No.
Nintendo made
Nintendo.
One of them was the Wii.
No. Lies. The Wii was good. The Wii U, no. The Wii had
no,
Wii
because.
Sports.
Because Wii Sports was
we
cool.
had Wii Sports.
I liked the bowling.
But
that was fun.
But that fucking remote.
It doesn't matter.
Bullshit.
It sold well.
But as a it sold because people wanted to play Wii Sports.
Yes.
Buying,
it sold well
Sports
because
boxes.
Of Wii Sports. It sold well. The Wii U just started going up, so it's pop. They
Smash
started
Brothers
they
came
make
out.
Yeah, that and Bayonetta.
Is that coming out still?
Bayonetta's out.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bayonetta 2.
It's that, Bayonetta, Hyrule Warriors.
Never finished one.
He really does tell us about the outside world.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Bayonetta was, like, it's game of the year.
Yeah, but it only...
Have you seen the intro
the
where a jet flies towards her, she kicks it up in the air, then jumps onto the jet, and then they have a battle, and then she does, like a sideways flip. Her clothes come off, and then her black hair comes down into her costume. And then she starts fighting, hops onto the back of a horse, smacks it, and then starts shooting around.
Yo, Bayonetta is crazy.
Bayonetta's
shit.
She's
a female Dante. Straight up.
She's a fucking Umbreon witch.
She's like, what's that game called? Heavenly Sword.
No, fuck that. Heavenly Sword is not as good as Bayonetta.
No, I'm saying that was the female version of God of War.
They're making more God of War.
Why not? That game was awesome.
I mean,
I didn't play any handheld ones, but,
like, I heard a concept for God of War that I really, really liked, but I know they're not going to do. They were like, yeah, so the next God of War should be Kratos has started, is killing gods to the point that he himself has become a god. So now you are hunting Kratos.
Oh, I like that.
But they're not going to do that.
But who would be the person to hunt Kratos?
He's a regular guy.
But how would he have the power to fight a god? Kratos had the swords from Ares and a bunch of other random shit that he gets along the way.
When Kratos destroys the gods, does he take their stuff?
I don't think so.
Exactly. Just find their own shit.
Yeah, but he started out with weapons from Ares. He already had a hands up.
Well, they're not going to do that anyway. They're probably just going to go into, like, Norse mythology or whatever.
Yo, I love Norse mythology. I would do some Norse mythology. I mean, that's why I'm mad that one game was such a disappointment.
What game?
Too Human. It was a disappointment.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Norse mythology. I like the
game.
Whole going to hell thing and being in Valhalla.
I don't think it did very well, but
What?
It's just kind of shitty gameplay. That's the real lacking part, yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad gameplay.
I don't remember that shit at all.
It's not a good game.
It looks really cool, and it looks like a game you'd want to play.
Interesting,
until you realize
it was
how
interesting
bad it
story,
is
too,
play.
But it's just like the gameplay like killed it for me. I beat it, though. I beat it.
You got that 1,000 points?
Nope.
No, I beat it, though. I beat it and then put that shit down and never looked at it again.
Because she realized that the 1,000 points also included having to beat it on harder difficulties.
Did you ever beat Halo 4 on the hard difficulty?
Yeah, of course.
You know the greatest part about when we beat Halo 4 on the hardest difficulty? I was at my house alone, getting drunk, and playing Xbox with them on the headset. It was you and Mikhail?
Yeah.
Right? It was her and Mikhail here. And then
that was a while ago.
My buddy Sport down in Virginia, we were all playing Halo 4. I have the achievement for completing Halo 4 co-op legendary. I can't tell you.
No, I don't mean co-op.
Oh, solo?
Yeah.
Oh,
I found like halfway through. I haven't finished it.
I could do it.
I'm still stuck on the...
Dude, I have like 50 games I need to play that I had to get to play.
Reach.
Reach was... No. It's just one fucking part. The part where you have to climb up one set of fucking levels.
Dude, noob combo all day.
No. Because as soon as you go through the door... There are two banshees, and there's just grunts everywhere, and
you systematically kill the grunts. They're your worst nightmare.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No.
What's worse than a grunt?
The things that kill you on this part are the banshees, because you have to blow up separate parts because there's shields up. So what they were saying was run to the banshee, shoot the other shields, then crash the banshee into somewhere, then climb the tower and do it that way. But I've seen someone do it over and over again, but every time I try it just never works out.
See, I don't I haven't played Reach in a long time, so I don't really remember.
No, we're talking about 4.
Four.
That's a part in 4.
I haven't played 4 in a long time neither. We've been playing freaking Firefight and multiplayer on Reach. I have not played 4 in a long time.
I stopped halfway to have sex with my girlfriend at this time.
Yo, I was so mad about that. Like, I fucking hated
it. I didn't quit the game. I just put my controller down and was like, whoop.
You should have quit the game, dude.
I wanted the achievement.
So are you guys excited for Halo 5?
Dude, I want Halo 5.
I want to play it.
I
want to
finish
the entire
series.
So do you plan to get the Master Chief Edition? Realize that it's still broken?
What do you mean?
Matchmaking doesn't work at all.
Was the Master Chief Edition just 1, 2, and 3?
Yes, it's 1, 2, 3.
I already own them except for 2.
No, but it's all redone all over in the new graphics and the new... They redid the Halo 2 engine, and they added in the lock story. And you can't use none of it. Matchmaking is terrible. The live action series they shot for it sometimes doesn't recognize that you actually have the game, so it won't load up for you. You can't play that. The only thing you can do really in the game is play single player. And everyone's just going to go online and play matchmaking.
I'm
and that's
fine
it.
With single player. I don't give a shit about matchmaking.
They redid the Halo 2 engine that everyone loved, and you can't play it. That's what everyone got hyped for. They're like, oh, yeah, it looks shiny as shit now. I'm going to get in and play Halo 2.
Halo
nope.
2 is, like,
not going, doesn't
the
work.
Hype of Halo games for Halo dicks. Like, no, man, we need our BXXRs, man. We need our BXXRs.
Yeah, I didn't like matchmaking. I don't care. I don't like playing with other people.
I love it.
Unless they're my friends, and I know them, and they're in the same room as me.
It's really good. And now there's ground pounds and
I saw the
somewhat
ground
climbing.
Pound. That shit looks awesome. I was waiting for the Halo 5 edition of Xbox One. But freaking parents bought me one.
Well, from what I'm hearing, they're saying that around fall, that's when the Xbox One Slim comes out.
I hate Slims. I hate them all.
I love them so much. Like, my favorite console is probably still the PS2 Slim.
I remember that shit.
That shit is amazing.
Slim as shit.
That shit is amazing.
That was like
the
rightly
only problem,
slim.
Though, is that it's top load.
And sometimes, for some people, it overheats. But that shit was... I was like, okay, I was in my mother's house last week. I was like, what am I going to do there? I pull out a PS2 Slim, put it in a bag, and I was like, it just fits. Xbox is way too big. I'm like, I don't feel like carrying this giant bag just for my Xbox. PS2 Slim right in there.
My book bag fits my Xbox.
Plus all your clothes?
Why would I fit all my clothes?
Because I wasn't coming home the same night. I was staying there for a while.
A while?
Yeah.
Then why didn't you take a suitcase?
What? I don't pack, like, no.
What's a while?
A couple days, like 2 days.
Okay.
Like a few days, man. A while is like a week.
So you just bring a bag.
I don't want to carry two bags. I want all my stuff to fit in one bag.
Lazy fuck.
What? I don't like carrying more than one bag.
Well, I've done it.
It's just a hassle for me.
One time I think I was walking around with my laptop and my Xbox, and I was like, this is the day I get
Dude,
robbed.
Dude, you walked away. I've seen you walk with your book bag, a separate bag with your Xbox, and guitars. Also, hold on to all that plastic shit, because it might be coming back really soon and be able to use on the Xbox One.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Yeah.
There were reports that someone working for one of the studios, probably not Harmonix, that one separated, working for one of those companies, said to hold on to all your plastic guitar shit because you might be needing it really soon.
I'm excited now.
It better be good though.
But
better be like a real story.
Okay.
I want real story.
The only downside
How much story do you want from a rhythm game?
A lot.
What?
You have high expectations.
No. But what they're saying, it might not be the games that we're used to, like an actual game with music and things like that, because of licensing and stuff like that. It might just be like, you know how on...
Like custom songs?
No. You know like how on Xbox they had like this karaoke app where you could like write different songs at different times? It might be like a subscription-based service for all the newer songs that come out. So you could possibly play any song you wanted that's current or old, but you would have to sign up for it.
I would.
But there still probably won't be any J-pop or K-pop.
That's fine with me.
Man, I don't mind J-pop or K-pop.
I just want to play Why Don't Shooting Star.
Why Don't Shooting Star.
No, granted, there is some J-pop I do really like. What's that? Does the side count? That's my shit.
The side count? Or is he Americanized already?
I think he's Americanized now.
Yeah, he's been all over America, so fuck it.
My boa. Oh, yeah. That video where she does, like, the four elements?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Boa.
Who?
Isn't she, like...
Boa?
Yeah.
K-pop.
Yeah, she's K-pop.
I'm sorry.
Boa.
She does a lot of fucking DJ.
How do you not know Boa?
Dude, I'm sorry.
I
can't remember any of the DJs.
I can't either.
But I do remember that I like playing.
That's what they should bring back. I mean, I totally went on.
What, DDR?
Some classic video, not that shit they had on the Xbox. That was horrible. I hated it.
You could always just go overseas to Japan and play it in the arcades.
No, act like when I get to Japan, I ain't going to do that. I'm a hard DDR.
Dude, I just want to...
Hard. I'm going to go karaokeing.
Okay.
I'm gonna freaking eat eel. Like, shit's getting chewy.
We eat eel here.
I don't eat eel.
I love eel rolls.
I can't even say those words together in a sentence. It's too hard.
Eel.
They're amazing, man.
Eat eel here.
I haven't had sushi since... Oh, yeah, I have had it recently. Shit. Right. So let's go back to... I was telling you guys about Halo and how all that shit's broken.
That's funny, though.
Yeah. Another game that is that's insanely broken is Sonic Boom, which is the latest Sonic game that is based off of the TV show Sonic Boom.
I mean, you lost me at the latest Sonic game.
Don't worry, it's still shit. But
did they use Sonic Boom from
Sonic
3D?
No. They use Sonic Boom from the Sonic Boom show. But what's like? Okay, the game is really, really broken. But the most broken feature in the game is Knuckles, because he has an exploit where if he's jumping, you can pause the game and reset his jump cycle, so he has infinite jump. And it's now gone so far that it's now canon in the series, because at one point he jumps to the moon.
So why can Knuckles do this?
Because the people who made the game, the people who made the show, are separate people. And they saw that he could do it in the game, so they made it canon in the show.
That's
just to make fun of the game.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's pretty cool.
He jumps to the moon. He jumps to the fucking moon.
There hasn't been a good Sonic game since
Did
Sonic
you see
and
the cow?
I don't think so.
What about the dish or the spoon?
Neither.
Oh, shit.
But who he might see might be Spider-Man, because Spider-Man's going to be everywhere soon.
Yo, I hate Spider-Man.
I am so fucking excited for him being in the Avengers. So I've heard.
I'm more excited for him for the Civil War. Fuck the Avengers.
Dude, I just want crossover Spider-Man movies. I want to see Spider-Man and the X-Men.
Someone
would fuck him up. I would love to
Someone made
that.
A really good
Hugh
point.
Hugh Jackman would slap the shit out of whatever fucker they picked to play Peter.
Someone,
I'm talking Drake Bell for fucking Drake
someone
Bell.
Someone made a really good point. They were like, after Fox sees how much money Spider-Man and the Avengers is going to make, they're eventually going to end up making a deal with them because they want all that money too. So hopefully before the final phase of the Avengers, which is in like 2017, I think, or 18, or was it 21? I can't remember. Hopefully before that's all said and done, we can have a movie with everyone in it.
Dude, that would be like the most highly budgeted movie ever. Just paint
and everyone will go see that.
Just the actors, like, come on.
You know what? You know what? You know how many people? You know how many people would be in the street? If the streets would be so empty, you'd think the prime minister was fucking a pig.
Black Mirror, watch it. Seriously, though, watch it.
Okay, so Spider-Man's in the Avengers, but no one knows who's going to play him.
Who cares? Spider-Man's a faggot.
Drake Bell.
Well, technically, at one point, he actually was gay.
So was the
word.
Flash.
What was that?
Yo, his mom totally called him gay.
Oh, that's because he was gay in the alternate parallel universe.
Paradox.
Yeah, Flashpoint. No. She thought he was gay, but I'm not sure if he was or not.
He probably wasn't sure if he was either.
Because he was like, what are you talking about? It's okay, I know you're gay. What? But anyway, because we don't know if they're going to use the Peter Parker Spider-Man or go...
Miles?
Miguel. They should do Miguel.
The
Miles Morales?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That was Miguel.
Miles Morales.
And
it was something Mexican, okay?
And somewhat trending on Twitter right now is Donald Glover for Spider-Man.
Dude, that's been like forever.
Yeah, this is no. I know it came around once, but like the minute they announced that Spider-Man was in the Avengers, I pulled up Twitter and it was like Donald Glover for Spider-Man again.
Yep. I put out a couple of those myself.
Yo, Donald Glover is hilarious.
Not on tweet, like, but
I would watch it just for Donald Glover. I'd be like Donald Glover, kill it. Maybe do a couple of rap songs in the middle of the movie.
I actually got into a little thread on Facebook about it. One of my friends put up a question about who should play the next Spider-Man. I was like, Donald for Spider-Man! And then someone came up and was like, wait, why not Jaden Smith?
Oh, hell no.
And I was like, oh, God, no.
Have you seen, what was it, After Earth or something like that?
Why would I want to watch it? It looks horrible.
Exactly.
Looks
no one did.
It looks horrible.
Oh, I
think Will Smith has just come down with dad syndrome.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
He's old now. He just wants to sit at home. He doesn't give a fuck.
Hopefully.
He'll be alone.
Hopefully. Suicide Squad will change that. He's in Suicide Squad.
I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad.
He's in Suicide Squad. I believe he might be.
Wait, Will Smith or Jaden?
Will Smith.
As who?
I want to say.
Yo, is Matt Hatter going to be in Suicide Squad?
As Deadshot. The guy who fucks Harley Quinn.
Know what that show is.
Yeah. Just making sure you know.
I want to know.
Have you seen Harley Quinn?
No.
Oh, God. She looks perfect.
She has to be hot. She has to be ridiculous.
No, she fits the part. She fits the part. Trust me.
She fits the part. She was originally written fully fucking clothed, 100%, just her face, skin showing.
No, I'm not talking about.
I remember. Her body is still out of the world. Out of this world, yo. Just and I like how crazy she is.
She's like super.
And there might be a Joker in Suicide Squad as well.
Arkham Harley.
Oh, Joker.
There might be. There's going to be a new Joker, I believe.
Nah, Heath Ledger, huh?
No.
Yeah, I think they should bring Jack Nicholson back as Joker. So he was awesome as the Joker. Tell me he wasn't awesome as a Joker.
I mean,
he fits that insanity perfectly.
For that movie, he was awesome. But for Suicide Squad, which is probably going to have a different tone, he's probably not going to fit in.
Who the fuck would they get to play the Joker? It has to be someone
was it Jared Leto?
Jared Leto could be pretty demented.
I have too many facts in my head right now.
Yo, did you see him in Requiem of a Dream?
I believe so.
Yo, that movie was insane. Keith David made him go ask that.
Keith David. Keith David is everywhere.
I love Keith David. Just for that movie, like
I did not know up until recently that
his name? Carl Trent?
That at one point Keith David was in Saints Row but playing a different character, and then and then later on in the third one they got
Julius in the first one.
Yeah, he played Julius, and then later on he came back as himself,
as vice president.
Yeah,
Keith David. Yeah, you remember that show though?
What show?
Alan Gregory.
What the fuck is Alan
Gregory? The Jonah Hill cartoon. Keith David was in it. He played this guy called Carl Trent. And he was just insane. No one here else saw Alan Gregory.
I feel like I should now.
That shit was hilarious. They only had one season, though. They got canceled.
Because the next thing on my list is 50 Shades after getting off of Keith David.
So Keith David made it two girls go ass to ass. You know who else would probably go ass to ass? That bitch in 50 Shades. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I had 50 Shades of Grey on the list. Not for what you think it might be. You want to guess what it might be for?
It's a shitty movie. It's a dumb book.
Mm-mm.
Women are stupid for reading it.
No, you want to guess?
Is there a Telltale Game?
Oh my god, is there a Telltale
Game? Is there a Telltale Game?
Oh my god.
No. There's no Telltale Game. It's that apparently since 50 Shades of Grey came out, there has been a rise in bedroom injuries.
Oh my god.
Did you hear about that show on TLC, Sex Sent Me to the ER?
The fuck? That's
it's
a show?
It's a show on TLC.
Oh god.
The Learning Channel.
Sex Sent Me to
the Learning
ER.
That channel, you don't learn anything from it.
You don't learn nothing.
No,
you
learn about how this guy broke his dick. Fuck it.
I've heard of another story. Was it because he was doing it too fast and too hard?
Or this other guy who got E. coli in his dick because he fucked his chick in the ass.
I was going to say a fucking chicken. That sounds more likely for E. coli. A raw chicken?
Maybe he should be Black Joker.
I'm sorry. I'm
Joe, you should be the Joker.
Oh god, no. If anything, it's Joker from Kamen Rider. Joker.
Okay, you're like the only one here who's seen Kamen Rider.
Kamen Rider's the shit.
I'm sure it is.
It is.
So was Power Rangers when I was 10.
Were for that Power Ranger movie until 16?
Oh my god, yes.
No.
Oh, I want
to
see it.
I tried watching Power Rangers.
No. They're going to Nolan it.
Oh, shit.
They're going to Nolan it.
It's going to be awesome.
What else is going to come back?
Yo, did you see the 25th anniversary happen or not?
Of Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
no.
They're supposed to bring the whole cast back.
No,
right?
No. They bought 5 Rangers back.
What? That's it?
Oh, shit. Isn't fucking the Red Ranger dead?
No. Okay. Well, okay. I will tell.
The original Yellow Ranger is.
No. Okay. Okay. This is what happened. Trini, original Yellow Ranger, she died in a car accident.
She had our bus or something, right?
I don't know. Something like that. The Red Ranger is not dead. What happened was, not the original Red Ranger, but the Red Ranger from Power Rangers Wild Force, committed murder or something like that? But it was not the original Red Ranger, and everyone thought it was the original Red Ranger because all the news sources heard that a Red Ranger committed a crime. And they were like, it must be the original one, instead of checking their facts, and just said it was him. So he went and posted a video saying, guys, it wasn't me. So that's what happened in Power Rangers news.
Did you know that there is a Power Rangers Wikia with a deceased Power Rangers page?
Well, I would think so. Wikia
I mean, like, it's one thing to have, it's, you know, your own Power Rangers Wiki, but to have, like, a hall of deceased Power Rangers in memoriam.
I'm sure they do the same thing for Kamen Rider.
Probably. And we have Zordon. We have Tommy? Tommy died?
His name is not Tommy.
Tommy didn't
Eric
die.
Frank?
Jason David Frank?
Eric Frank.
No, that's a different Tommy then.
Yeah,
Jason David Frank is Tommy.
Jason David, yeah.
That's
he was at Otakon that year we went.
He's going to be at Otakon again.
Zordon.
It says Thomas Tommy Oliver's brother.
Oh, David Trueheart. It looks kind of like him a little bit in the picture because he's probably his actual real-life brother. They have the same last name, right, Frank?
Yes.
Yes.
So it was his on-the-show brother. So no one important.
Trini.
Yeah. And that's all we really care about, because no one else remembers anything after that but me.
Nope. Hey, I watched Dino, but that's because Tom
I've
came
seen
back.
All of them.
Remember when Repulsa died?
Yeah.
In 2006?
Aww.
And the,
I hate those Power Rangers!
She's terrible.
Yeah, I loved her.
Did you see the episode where Zordon died and he turned her good?
Yes. Yes, I have. Dude, I watched up to, like, I think SPD, and I stopped for a while. Then I watched Dino Thunder.
Okay, the only reason why I couldn't stop watching them was because of Kamen Rider and how they parallel each other.
Dude, the one with the ninjas was just so stupid. I hated it.
Which one with the ninjas?
All of them. The one with the three ninjas, and then the one with the, like, five ninjas with the one that was, like,
okay.
Slightly bluer or whatever. Like, they were dumbass colors.
Dude, they had an Irish version of Power Rangers at one point. The Mystic Force.
Oh, I remember that. I saw that, and it was dumb, and I hated it.
And what was the last? Oh, then they had,
They had, like, progressively, gradually.
What is the current one called? The current one is something Dino.
Dino Force? Dino Thunder?
No, Dino Thunder is the one where Tommy comes back as the Black Ranger.
Yeah. And then
that's
he sees,
the only reason why
and then he
it.
Sees himself as the White Ranger and Green Ranger has a conversation.
You know, it was a really weird timeline.
The best Power Ranger ever, man.
Turtles Forever.
God. Oh. Wait, I have something. In the new series, they paint a female turtle onto their vehicle, and it says Venus. Venus.
Oh my God.
Fucking
exists.
Yo,
she's an atrocity.
She does not exist in the current series, except for in that the turtles on their.
I don't even want an homage to the bitch.
That is a nice homage, though.
I don't want an homage to the bitch. The bitch doesn't exist. How can you pay homage to something that was never there?
God, why are you so upset?
So bad.
Because that live action series is so terrible, and you didn't have the roommate.
Oh my God, Elijah!
In your goddamn bedroom the whole
TV
time.
Show.
Watching the shit out of it.
Dude!
Shitty theme song.
But you got turtles on surfboards in space.
No. Oh my God. I can't even.
Dude, the movie wasn't even that good.
Ninja!
The current movie?
I don't
or...
even remember watching it. That's how much I didn't care about
the
it.
The current movie?
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Michael Bay movie.
The one with, yeah.
We watched it,
and I don't remember watching it.
I don't remember watching it either.
That's how uninterested I was in it.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, we haven't.
I hear it's not that bad, but I just, I don't know.
It's not bad.
Certain movies I'm just like,
but
no.
It's not good. It's just uninteresting.
You know they're making a part two, right?
Of course they are. It's Michael Bay. The nigga needs money.
Well,
like,
he didn't actually make it.
They could just, like, to blow shit up.
No, but it wasn't directed by him.
I thought he directed it.
No, he like, co-produced it, something like that.
Yeah, I bet you said it better have a lot of explosions.
And then there's another Transformers going to come up, too.
Another one? I didn't even watch the last one. It just looked dumb. Or maybe
okay.
I did and don't remember it.
As much as I also like to hate on Michael Bay... His acting scenes are really good.
Because
he knows his explosions.
Because they have what the titular suggested should have, action.
And there was John Goodman.
John Goodman?
John Goodman was a robot.
Did not know that. Didn't know he was still alive.
He He had a show on Amazon Prime.
John Goodman.
He can die, dude. He's Walter. He will live forever as Walter.
I wish that John Goodman was my uncle, because I'm convinced he'd be the best and scariest uncle at the same time. Like, when he's around and he's happy, everything's great. It's lollipops and fucking candy canes. You know what I mean? Everything's awesome. I love you, Uncle John. And then, you know, you piss him off and he just yells at you.
Have we talked about John Goodman is beautiful?
What the fuck is that?
It's John Goodman is beautiful. I believe that's what it is. Is a website where people find pictures of pretty people, anime characters, whatever they think is gorgeous, and Photoshop John Goodman's face onto it.
I need to see this. John Goodman
is
beautiful.
Oh, the internet.
It's, I believe it's John Goodman is beautiful.
I have to look into it.
You know, Queensblade, right? The chick that just is in purple?
You mean that fan service piece of shit?
Yeah, okay, yeah. There's a chick on there, I don't remember her name, because I've never seen
her. Katja?
No, whatever. The chick on there, just in the purple, they photoshopped John Goodman's face onto her.
That's funny.
It's amazing.
I don't know how to...
John Goodman is beautiful. That's all.
Like, you kidding?
Yo, his part in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
His part in Eddie is freaking hilarious. But, yo, did you watch Archer? Did you finish watching it?
No.
Oh, my God, catch the fuck up.
Dude, I'm watching too many other things.
It does not take that long, man.
I'm watching so much anime.
I work hard as shit.
And YouTube.
What about Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, I'm watching that shit. I'm watching that shit.
I love Bob's Burgers.
I love that.
Is any new episodes coming out? Because
not that I'm aware of. We have to find out, see if we can't find somebody who has some TiVo or something.
Why?
Because, arg, me matey, we do not talk about piracy on broadcast.
Which reminds me, Pirate Bay is down again.
So it's always fucking...
No. It's been up until today. It went down when I got here.
Okay, I don't use Pirate Bay.
It went down when I got here. I was upset. I was like, I haven't been using it, but it makes me upset when it goes down.
No, but I really don't think we should be talking about piracy on our podcast.
Why?
Using piracy.
Who said I was using it?
We don't.
Why would
it.
You go to the Pirate Bay?
Because it's an important piece of...
It's
an important site in our day and age. And it's mainly used for people who are in region-locked areas who can't get games because they don't come out in their area. Like, when people don't feel like localizing games, because localizing is...
Know what it's really for?
A major, major cost.
You know what it's really for? It's really for trial purposes. You're allowed to have them for 24 hours for a trial purpose.
Okay, I don't know if we talked about this before, but okay. Let's say you buy a game on, let's say, your Xbox.
Or for backups. You're allowed to download backups. As long as you have a legally purchased copy, you can download whatever you want, as long as you own it.
Okay, so, like, kind of what you're saying. Like, if I were to buy the game, and then I would download a copy of it on... this is all hypothetical. Say I buy the game, and then I, like, download a copy of it from Pirate Bay. Is that immoral? Because I already put the money out.
Shelled out the money for the game.
Like,
yeah,
I'm showing
that. As long as you own it, you can download it for... Yeah, that's whatever. You can have a...
Okay,
copy.
So if I buy it and then download it, it's fine in your eyes.
You're allowed one digital copy legally.
Okay, so how do you feel about if you download it, let's say, on...
For personal use.
No. Okay. Let's say if you download it, say, on Xbox, but then this copy you download is for PC.
Morally, I find nothing wrong with it.
Because you've technically already purchased a copy of the game?
Yeah, as long as you're supporting developers, you know what I mean, and looking out for the people who actually take the time to write this amazing material. I mean, that's what it's really about.
Yeah, man, that's what the Humble Bundle's for.
The Humble Bundle's for charity.
No, you can change up to see how much goes to charity.
I think... But I haven't really pirated any games ever since I made the conversion from GameStop to digital downloads.
Yeah, fuck GameStop, for real, for real.
Ever since I go to, like, buy my games off my console, I don't really see a purpose of
going to the store, especially when you can get them a lot cheaper usually.
Well, going to the store or going online to download them illegally, I don't see the point anymore. Like, it's
let's
there.
Let's just buy them off Xbox.
Buy it, download it, play
sales.
It.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's a good ass sale.
Every week, Xbox has, like, weirdly good sales.
New games for $45.
Every week, there's at least 3 games that have 75% off. I'm just like, why?
Last week, Assassin's Creed.
Because they
got to
compete with the PlayStation, because the PlayStation gives out free games, like, really good for free. Like, really, really good games for free. Like, remember when they were giving out Bioshock for free? Was it Bioshock Infinite? Or...
It was Infinite.
For free?
At one
like,
point,
yeah,
oh, Tomb Raider for free as well.
Yeah, at one point on Xbox, the complete series was, like, 75% off. And I still didn't get it. And I was like, oh, shit, I've got it! I was so upset.
Dude, I hate when I don't have money and they be having some good ass sales.
I like how the Saints Row 4 Season Pass is cheaper than any of the individual DLC.
What?
The Saints Row 4 Season Pass is like $3, and the DLC is still like $7.50 each.
Oh, God.
Worth it.
So worth it.
How did we get all the way over to Saints Row from 50 Shades?
Dude, I saw a picture online. It said 50 Shades VIP seating, and it was a movie theater, except the front row had a bunch of dildos on the seats.
Wow.
Seriously?
Yeah. I'm sure it was.
Yeah, this movie better be hardcore as shit.
No, no, no. Okay. So, I listen to a lot of things online, and one of the things I listen to is Indoor Kids. And Emily V. Gordon is on there, and she's like, the movie can't be that good because I've read the books, and he comes extremely fast.
Yeah, I didn't read the books, but,
So, she's like, he always seems amazed by what they're doing. So, I'm just like, how can that be translated into a good movie?
Well, what's the movie rated, first of all?
I think it has to be rated R.
It should be rated X, for overall. I mean, if it's going to be based off the book, it needs to be rated X, and the sections need to be intense.
I don't.
That's what I gather from people who read the book.
I don't think the book is that. I feel like the book is overhyped.
It,
huh?
You read it, bro.
I haven't read it.
I thought you said you did.
No, I said the person that I listened to said she read it, and that's what she got from it.
Of course she did.
What? Emily V. Gordon of Indoor Kids.
Dude, I don't know. I think the book is dumb. I think the movie's
dumb. Wait, so you've read
dumb.
The book?
No, I just think it's dumb. That's why I haven't read it.
Okay, I feel like we should nominate someone to read the book and tell us about it. AJ.
We could roast him over it.
Okay.
I'll read it. I'll give a fuck.
Okay. Yeah, I'll read it by next week.
I have to get a copy. I think my mom has a copy.
And you can tell us all about it. Or you can just go see the movie.
I actually wanted to see the movie too. Honestly, not because I have any interest in actually seeing the movie. I just kind of want to see an empty-headed, dumb bitch keep going back to an abusive guy because that's kind of what she deserves for it.
Wow, that's a fantasy.
Wow.
I mean, I'm all down for a movie that, you know, slurs a bunch of misconceptions about BDSM and shit, but, you know.
It's not. Oh, dude.
But, you know, what's really important, though, is that she loves him. And it's a time of love. It's Valentine's Day, officially.
And speaking of Valentine's Day, what do you guys have planned? We can start with Nate or AJ. Go ahead.
What
are your plans for Valentine's Day?
Wake up. Preferably not too early. Live for a couple hours.
A couple hours.
Hopefully be glazed at one point. Wait till 8 o'clock and then go to the...
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
are you guys doing both of them on the same day?
The Bless Show, yeah.
Okay. Is that the same for you, Nate?
Let's see. It's Valentine's Day, right?
Yep, Valentine's Day.
I'm going to pine over a girl. I want to sit in my room. Probably spend a lot of time with AJ. Yeah. And then go to the burlesque show. Sounds about right.
Hopefully get to see titties.
Titties! Woo!
Hey, bro, we ain't getting any, so we might as well enjoy the view.
Well, I mean, we could try to go to a couple bars and pick up that.
All I have to do is make a phone call. I choose not to.
Well, look at you, Miss Pimpin'.
Once again, you ran across the parking lot of Wawa.
Again, I choose not to. Hey, I was just being friendly. I'm just a friendly person.
Your exact words. I'm done. I don't want to see her anymore. She's not in my life. Yo, there she is. There she is.
Hey, listen.
Stop. We doing this now. I expect you to be throwing the bitch in the back seat in a minute. I thought we were going to be sitting in the parking lot for, like, you know, 5 seconds. You're like, no, we're doing this.
And leave.
No, you said, we're doing this now, right? And then we pulled up, and we're just sitting there. I would have died if you just came over with her in a headlock and just threw her in the back seat.
Like, I thought,
go.
I honestly thought she had your shit and you were just going to go run over there and steal it back.
Because you didn't specify. All you said is, we're doing this now. We said, doing what? And you said, stop the car, got out, and left.
And then you come back and you're like, I promised I would see her. I'm like, the fuck?
I thought you said you didn't want to see her again.
No, man. Earlier she called me at work and she, like, yelled at me. You know, like, I'm weak to people. You know what I mean? You know? So she guilt tripped me, and I said, fine, I'll see you after the bar, but I didn't really want to.
But like 10 minutes before.
But I figured we'd get so drunk, we'd eventually hit Wawa anyway.
So you already knew where we were going to end up. You already had a plan.
That's why I sort of said yes, but then I was like, I don't really feel like being at the bar that long, so, and she happened, I'm telling you, it's, first of all.
So you set us up.
First of all, I'm all about
the
universe.
Before we even got there.
No, I'm all about.
That was pretty fucking cosmic.
I'm all about the universe, dude. And the fact that she drove right by us as we were driving out, I was like, all right, that's a sign to just stop, say hi, make my peace, keep my word that I'd say hi, and leave. And I did. I said hi, and I left.
So, what will I be doing for Valentine's Day? But anyway, no, I wish I'd be at work.
You do have work.
I have mad work.
I'm off tomorrow, thank God.
You know what we should do, AJ? We should go down to one of our lovely, lovely local campuses and meet some co-eds.
Why not?
It's Saturday. Most of them probably don't have classes.
I mean, I really don't feel like dating around or even hook up.
We're not doing dating around and hooking up. We're just going to meet some interesting people.
Yeah, but I feel like that's your end game.
It wouldn't be a terrible end game. It's not my intended end game, but if it happens, it happens. I'm not going to say no.
Because he could know those 36 questions and make her fall in love with him.
Which are what?
It's like a series of 36 questions that a psychologist or a scientist did of a test. Because they wanted to speed up the process from going to meeting someone to, oh, I'm in love with him, let's get married.
Oh, I saw that. I actually read an article about that.
And there are 36 questions, and one of them is like, if you could know one thing, what would it be?
How to make you fall in love with me, baby.
Oh, God, that's too cliche. No. Answer it truthfully, but for yourself, not involving her.
All right, what's the question again?
If you could know one thing,
what would it be?
Yeah.
Spiritual enlightenment.
If you could know it?
Yes, if I could know
how to achieve it?
How to achieve it, yeah. Okay. I would want to know that.
I want to know the end of the world.
Ooh, like, that's a good one.
Like, when is it going to end? Or
no, I wish I was stuck outside of time, and I could just watch it all go by and fast forward all the way through to the end. Much like that episode of Futurama where they ended up in the time machine and watched the end of the universe.
Okay, I'm gonna.
You know what? That sounds.
Okay,
awesome.
I'm sorry to derail the conversation real quick, but did you hear that shit about how scientists have a new theory about how there was never a Big Bang, and this is like recently, as in today. They're like, Big Bang may have never happened. We have made this all just existed.
I do realize they're all theories to begin with.
I know, but
so
now
they can all be disproven anytime.
And the funniest thing I heard about this was they're gonna have to rewrite that show.
Well, not really, because, again,
you have to change the song.
It says the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
it's a theory.
I know.
It's a hypothesis. We don't know, because we're only humans. We're not outside the universe. We can't see what's going on past us.
But if you could ask the question, you would know.
If you could, but you can't. Because, believe me, I would love to ask Roger on Lightning. That sounds like just bliss to me.
I probably want to know something like aliens or afterlife.
I'm sure there's aliens.
Yeah, I know it's a high probability.
There has to be. We cannot be the only intelligent, and we're not that intelligent species.
I know there's
the universe.
Things like super planets exist and other planets or seeing stars that could possibly hold life, but man, I just want, like evidence would be awesome.
Dude, we are one planet out of eight in our solar system, right? Which revolves around one single star, right? There are an estimated 300 trillion stars in just the Milky Way galaxy.
And eventually you're...
Out of the 200 trillion known universes in the current... known galaxies in the known universe.
Dude, it's infinite, man. It's the
universe. It would suck if we were the only life.
Dude, there's no way that we're
just
really on...
I can't believe... It's, like, it's astronomically, statistically improbable.
Yeah, there's no way.
Unless we're actually photons, well, holograms on the wavelength photons.
Yo, but wouldn't it be awesome if all those other galaxies were just parallel universes? And we're all living
on... Oh, God.
There's an Earth on every one of those solar systems, and there's one of us on one of those Earths.
And somewhere
living...
we're gazorp-azorped?
Yeah. Yeah, it's somewhere we're gazorp-azorped.
Or Cronenberg.
Cronenberg, yeah, exactly.
Well, long after we die, we kind of will be able to prove that, because there's another galaxy heading towards us, and we'll be able to merge into one soon. Well,
that
not soon.
That doesn't sound safe.
Well, no. If you actually go to Vsauce, Michael has a video on it, how the sky will look as it approaches us over the many, many, many years.
Will the human race even be around then?
Who knows?
Technically, we should.
I don't know, man. We're a bunch of...
Unless we all kill each other.
Yeah, that'll probably happen first.
That sounds way more likely.
Yeah.
There's going to be a shortage of supplies because we've overpopulated the planet. People are going to panic.
Or we've made
war.
Or we've made laws to make everything that you need to survive illegal unless you buy.
Yep. And it's going to become a total totalitarian world until warlords destroy the planet. And it turns into some Mad Max shit.
Yeah, sounds about right. I'm hoping that I am dead long before that shit happens. Like, I don't want to see that.
So, okay, what was it? I think it was in, 2025 it is, where they say that we'll be able to, I feel like I brought this up a lot of times, we'll be able to incorporate our minds into robotic bodies. You wouldn't want to, like, just live.
I would do that in a heartbeat. As I said, I want to see the end. If I could continue to exist forever, I would do it.
Yeah, but you'd get bored.
How would you get bored?
That's the beauty of it. When you finally get bored, you say, I've seen everything there is that I feel I've needed to see, and then killing yourself is no problem.
It's like...
And at that point, it's just kind of unplugging.
It's the it's the reverse of Bicentennial Man.
Yeah. I mean, until then, though, I'd totally be down for, like, a virtual world where you can, Sword Art Online. Like, something like that where I can completely be immersed in the virtual world. I would never leave. I would never leave. I would just die.
You might be in it right now.
My body would... That'd be awesome.
Really? Really?
Not really, because it sucks. But, I mean, like, if I could fly and like dual... So,
if
like,
you were Neo?
Shit.
Dude, that's called WoW, and people do that all the time.
No, that's called the World of Warcraft.
I mean, like, physically immersed into the world, though.
I know what you mean.
Like,
well,
I'm
we're
like,
getting there with AR and VR.
And fucking Oculus Rift and shit.
Yeah, that looks awesome, though.
There's Oculus, there's Morpheus, there's HoloLens, there's Android now. Well, I mean, Android Cardboard, but it's almost like Oculus, but... Oculus has better head tracking and other things. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on with virtual reality and augmented. No. Project Cardboard can be printed out at home. You can make it with cardboard box.
Yeah. doesn't sound quite as good as the other one.
What it basically is, you use the cardboard to make a visor, and then you sit your phone in it, and then you launch an app, and it's like supposed to be like Oculus.
I'll give it a go.
It sounds pretty cool.
Hmm.
Sounds like we're out of shit to talk about.
Well, we can always go back to love.
What is it for?
No.
Absolutely nothing.
Back to the No.
Oh, we are always on the same
back
page.
To the 36 questions. Another one was, do you have a secret hunch of how you will die?
Doing something reckless and stupid.
I feel like I'm just going to drop dead one day. I don't know when, but I feel like one day, when it's my time, I'm just going to be mid-stride somewhere. I'm just going to die.
Sounds like old age to me.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to do something dumb and reckless and risky just because it looks fun, and I'm going to die.
See, I feel invincible in those moments because I love doing dumb, reckless, risky shit.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like that's how we're going to go. Like, you and me, you're going to come up with something dumb, I'm going to go with it, and then we're going to die. Together at the same time,
probably
doing something dumb.
I feel like I'm just going to die of like regular stuff, like age or like.
I don't want to get old. I don't want to live that long.
The only reason I want to be old is so I can be that old man who fucks with people.
that is the dream.
That's the dream.
And the last bit of news is basically the website will be going back up on Monday, the same day as this podcast will be coming out. And we want to work on making it look a little different. And hopefully it turns out really well.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I have a lot of stuff to do. So that's basically it for everything that's coming up. Next week, maybe just be AJ and Nate. But if not, I will have a backup. And, oh wait, no. It may be the next 2 weeks just AJ and Nate. And if not, I think I have something planned just in case if they don't record.
In New York.
And that's it for us. And we're signing off.
Later.
Jeez.
Out.
Deuces. Can make your body a love sensation. Who counts in the vibration? お手軽な恋愛に感謝無質化全力を疾走 Let's go! I cannot solve myself 不安着な風な日々を Tell me why Let's go! Myself は空は待とう失敗繰り返したいねピンキリ emotion Save my life and go to chill 押して死ぬべし
Pantone.